interested to find out a bit more information, it's mentioned during the interview, but we're going to provide it again right now. You can go to his website, which is very easily found at glassmenagerie.ca. That's glassmenagerie, all lowercase, all one word, .ca, into a web browser, and you'll be able to find information about it. Tickets are available there. The play itself is going to be running from September 6th to September 25th at the PAL Studio Theatre at 381 Cardero Street here in lovely Vancouver. And we'll be repeating that information during the interview. We'll be repeating that information later on in the show. And coming up after that interview, we're going to be taking a listen to the penultimate episode of Afterlives. And so that's coming up just in a moment here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. Oh, well, I should be on there, so...
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Jeez, I don't know what to tell you.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, and today we're here again with Michael Drumont.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me back again.
Yes, and you were here last year talking about the play that you were doing in the previous year with the Vancouver Fringe Festival.
Yes, it was A Weekend Near Madison by Kathleen Tolan.
And today, once again, you're here talking to us about the play that you're involved this time. And this one is quite a different one, isn't it?
Yes. So we're doing a classic this year. It's The Glass Menagerie by Tennessee Williams. We wanted to do a classic. Thus far, this is our 5th play with the company. We've always done contemporary pieces. And we wanted to do a classic piece that's relevant today.
How is The Glass Menagerie exactly relevant today? Williams, as we know, wrote it in the mid-1930s. So what is it about that time and our time that has similarities?
He did write it a while ago. The play is almost as old as our director, who I love. Williams was writing his earlier pieces during a time of transition in the country, in America, and in the world. One of the major shifts that the world was going through in the 30s is we were moving from industrialization into the electronic world. And right now we're transitioning from the electronic world to the digital world.
And that can be seen in a lot of literature from that era. If you think of, for example, T.S. Eliot and the modernist movement from a couple of decades before that, they were writing about very similar things, the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock. You get a lot of that sort of transitional phase. And when it comes to electronic media, they did have them. For example, radio. We here at CITR 101.9 FM have been on the air for about almost 80 years. Radio in general, though, the first commercial radio broadcasts started in 1920. So the idea that the electronic world existed by the 1930s, for the younger viewers out there, that's true. And writers, artists of all sort, including people like Picasso and visual art, were trying to deal with the great changes that these media were bringing to political thought, to social development, to communication, to almost every aspect of life. Work like The Glass Menagerie by Williams are plays and poems that deal with that sort of transition.
My character in the play is taking a course in radio engineering. His goal is to transition into television, which he accurately foresaw, or Tennessee Williams saw as what was going to take off. And it did, a decade or so later.
Video killed the radio star. And like CBS, NBC, a lot of those like big three television networks, they started off in radio, and they still have radio holdings, actually. Tell us a little bit more about your character.
The play is essentially about a dysfunctional family, and I play the gentleman caller, Jim Delaney O'Connor, who comes into the play. I represent hope for the family, and then I take that hope away.
Your character is sort of the catalyst for a lot of the conflict that we see between the other three characters later, the mother mm-hmm. and then the daughter who owns the menagerie and then the son.
In a sense, it's, I guess, tragically, the final breaking point when my character exits the play. That's when I think everything finally falls apart, which has been a long time coming.
How have you been playing it? How much aware of what's going on is the character in your interpretation of it?
Well, Jim is, he's very perceptive. He's, I think he's on the Dale Carnegie bandwagon when it was first starting. So he's studying public speaking, for instance, and he's all about self-improvement. I think he sees himself as a psychologist. I don't know how good of a psychologist he is, but he is perceptive. Yes, I think he is aware. He's certainly aware of where he's leaving Laura, but unfortunately he can't help. And as far as whether he's aware that Tom is actually going to leave, I think he's hopeful that Tom won't.
Toms of the world did. The nuclear yes. family became a reality about a generation after that, started by people who would have been Tom's age.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting that your character is a psychologist. Psychology was the new thing in the 1930s. It was just beginning to earn its place in terms of household name. And us here in radio played a small part in that with The Shadow. And comic books played another part in it in the late 30s with Batman, whose big superpower was an understanding of psychology, which he shared in common with The Shadow, was one of those new things that was coming in tandem with the new technical innovations of the time. And public speaking, or broadcast speaking, was sort of the crux at where these things met. And I think that Williams is very much aware of his place in history when he's writing this play. How did it come to be, though, that you chose this particular play this year?
We came together and we chose it. We actually have something unique going on this time around. This production, we have a composer who's creating the music for us from New York. We have a set and costume designer from London, and we have half of our cast from Vancouver and the other half from Toronto.
How did that happen, that you got a composer from New York and you got a costumer from London?
Yeah.
Are they here, or are you just working with them long distance through media?
With the composer, yeah, we're working long distance. He wasn't able to make it. The set and costume designer, she's here. She was here earlier, a few months ago, when we were putting everything together.
And so you guys have managed to write original music for your production. It sounds like it's going to
yes.
be very interesting.
I think this play is heavily based on music because it's a memory play. The music serves, one of the functions of the music is the transition throughout the play.
From scene to scene, and to just sort of like underscore the emotional feel of each scene?
Yeah. Yeah, and the play is very poetic. I mean, I can't think of another writer in the history of American theater like Williams.
When it came to preparing the play, the direction, did you guys find that you were on the same page a lot, or was there a lot of different interpretations of the characters as you were going through rehearsals?
I think we were, for the most part, all on the right track, preparation and rehearsal process, because we didn't get all the actors into the same room up until maybe a couple of weeks ago. And so we had a lot of rehearsals over Skype with half the cast here along with the director and then half the cast in Toronto.
Oh, so it was a radio play. You should record a session and
go.
Give it to me. How do you find that that's limiting, or do you find that it's not a big deal once you get used to it?
It's of course it's limiting, because a lot of the blocking is part and parcel with the language. So we did what we could, and then once everybody got in the same room together, we were able to fly.
It must have been quite the transition to going back from radio almost to theater in terms of what you were doing, because doing voice work into a microphone is one thing, but acting in a physical space where you move and not just move in your mind mm-hmm. is very different.
Yeah. In a sense, like you said, it was an extended table read time and again over Skype. And then once we're up on our feet, it's completely different. But it makes sense transitioning from just speaking the words into actually doing what you're doing. I guess what I meant was it's a natural and logical transition to the physicality mm-hmm. of it all once you're up on your feet.
Speaking of where it's going to be, where
yes.
is it going to be?
At the PAL Studio Theater on Cordero Street at the corner of Hastings in Coal Harbor. The official address is 581 Cordero Street.
Right. And for those of us interested in getting tickets, how would we do that?
Go to www.glassmenagerie.ca, and that will lead you to the brown paper tickets sales.
And the dates that your play will be on?
September 6th to September 25th.
All right. Well, so you're doing quite a run.
Yes, we're doing 3 weeks, 18 shows.
Are you guys looking forward to doing anything in upcoming years?
Yes, we are. We actually just registered and incorporated our theater company into a nonprofit or not-for-profit. We want to grow and put up more productions, fill the void that the Vancouver Playhouse has left.
What was that like, registering for a nonprofit? Was that difficult?
It was a little bit annoying with the paperwork because we want to be up on stage and not dealing with paperwork. But we had some lovely accountants who were just on our side and fought for us and made it all happen.
What are your long-term visions for this particular nonprofit? What kinds of things are you looking at trying to do?
We would like to put up more than one production a year. We'd like to have a budget, which we haven't really had up until this production, to build a set, to put on equity productions, and to be able to pay everybody, to keep mounting classical and contemporary works, and have professional theater.
When do you think your next production might be?
As soon as we're done this one, I'll have an answer for you.
Oh, that's great. Yes, one step at a time. That is a lot of work. You started a new company, and now you're going to try to fill a void, and you're starting from the bottom up. That sounds very ambitious. I'm really excited to see what's going to come out of that.
Thank you so much. We're excited as well. This play is going to be something special.
Mm. You should probably, before we finish, mention a little bit about your castmates. Who else is in the play with you?
We have Lynn Griffin from Toronto. She is a renowned Canadian actress. We're very excited to be working with her. She's amazing. We have myself. We have Gina Leon, who has been with us from the beginning. When we started this company. And we have Andrew Coughlin, who also came from Toronto.
And your director?
Mel Tuck. It's been such a trip. I mean, there's been so much learning for me personally, as well as I'm sure for the rest of the castmates. I think Mel's brilliant. I can't think of any other director that I'd rather work with. He's got 50 years experience in this business, hundreds of plays directed.
It must be interesting from his point of view, because although
Mel actually played Tom in The Glass Menagerie in 1968.
Nice.
Yes. As did Lynn, who's playing Amanda now. Mm. When she was young, she played Laura. So this play means a lot to everybody involved, especially Mel and Lynn.
Well, thank you very much for all the time that you've taken with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Look forward to seeing you when you've got your next play up and running. Even when it's just a dream, let us know about that dream, because one of the things that we do here on community radio is spread dreams, make them realities.
Will do. Thank you so much, Brian.
Yes, and record one of your Skype things so we can broadcast it.
Will do.
All right. And you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
Every weekday from Tuesday, September the 6th to Wednesday, September the 14th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch, a live concert series taking place right outside the UBC Nest. Come by to see some of Vancouver's best bands play for free, or tune in to CITR 101.9 FM to hear the show, featuring Les Chaussettes, Mesa Luna, Ashley Shadow, Devourers, Hazy, Mirepoix, and Mère Patineau. That's every weekday between September 6th and 14th, live outside the UBC Nest and on air at
CITR 101.9 FM.
Brought to you by the UBC AMS and CITR, and also thanks to the sponsors Scotiabank, TD, Milk West, Y Yoga, Sage, and Evo. Lunch is served.
Once upon a time, there was a girl. Just a girl, much like any other. She spent her days laughing and talking and playing. She was a girl. But then it was all taken from her in the blink of an eye. She was used, frozen, hidden away like she had never existed. Just a girl. And like any other girl, When she could no longer laugh or talk or play, she found something to replace those things. She found anger.
So,
what is it?
Sorry, where is this? Owen,
you're scaring me.
Who are you?
It's me, Ashley. What's wrong, Mum?
Stop fussing. I'm fine. Just got a wee bit confused.
I want to see.
Oh, are you a doctor? Or a nurse, maybe?
What is it?
Nothing. Let's get home. It's cold out here. I always wanted to be a nurse.
Yeah, I know. Tell me often enough.
I have a very disrespectful daughter.
I have an ancient forgetful mother.
Hey, I'll ancient you. I'm only in my 20s. No, wait, the age of you, that can't be right.
Can we have macaroni cheese for dinner?
Oh, no, not again. We had that last night.
So, two nights in a row isn't gonna kill us?
That's not the point, Ashley. Ow! Watch where you're going.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Are you okay?
Mum, let's go.
Just a second, sweetheart. Excuse me, are you all right?
I don't think so. I'm not supposed to be here.
Are you lost?
Mum.
Just a second. Hello? I said, are you lost?
Yes. Yes, I think I might be. There's something I should be doing. Something important.
Well, maybe I could help.
Mum!
Ashley! You don't have to be so rude.
I don't like him.
I'm sorry. I'm upsetting your daughter. I should go.
No, wait.
I'm so sorry.
Really, it's okay. He's off. Ashley, I'm surprised at you.
You can't just talk to anybody you bump into on the street. It's not safe.
That poor man.
You don't know anything about him. Maybe he deserves all he gets.
Sometimes I wonder if I know you at all, Ashley.
Ashley! Homework! I haven't got any. There was no school today.
Right, of course. I forgot. Seem to be doing that a lot.
Knock, knock.
Hello?
Hi, neighbour. The door was unlocked, so I let myself in.
I could have sworn I locked it.
You feeling okay?
I'm just having an off day. How are you?
Oh, you know me. Same old, every day.
Right. How's Ashley? Fine. Bit of a difficult age.
Live coverage now from Death Row, where infamous child killer Barry Devlish is about to be executed. These scenes may be unsuitable for some viewers.
It doesn't matter how many times you do this to me. None of this is real. Dave, are you out there? Dave!
Terrible. This used to be a nice neighborhood. Now we have child killers and disappearances and all sorts. Do you ever remember it being this bad?
No, I don't really remember much at all.
Still, we do what we have to protect the children. That's the most important thing, the children.
Kyra, it is Kyra, right?
Of course.
Do you ever feel that everything's sort of wrong?
How do you mean?
Well,
Mum, story time.
Looks like it's somebody's bedtime. I better go. Good night.
But it's early. Better close that window, sweetheart. You'll get a chill during the night.
I like it.
Well, I think I'd better close it anyway.
I like it.
Fine. Don't blame me if you get sick. Oh, would you look at that? The moon is so big tonight. It's like it's hanging right over the house.
That's the story I want tonight. The one about the man in the moon.
Aren't you getting a bit old for bedtime stories?
I'll be too old when I say so.
I suppose. Okay, the man in the moon. Hang on. Didn't we read that last night?
No.
Never mind. You all tucked in?
Uh-huh.
Once upon a time, there was a girl. Just a girl, much like any other. She spent her days laughing and talking and playing. She was a girl. But this girl came from a faraway land, a shadow place where people had forgotten how beautiful life could be. So one day, she decided she was going to do what nobody else could. She was going to change everything. She went to the very centre of the Shadowland, where all the power in the world was to be found, and opened it up. This was a terrible mistake. It was almost too much for her to handle. She was, after all, just a girl. So she called out, desperate for help. And just in time, an answer came. The voice of the man in the moon. He came out of the blackness and caught up all the dark power in his hands, balling it up and storing it in his bright, shining globe. And to this very day, he watches over the girl, keeping the terrible power at bay, keeping her safe. The end. Good night, sweetheart.
Good morning, sleepyhead. You not cutting it a bit fine?
What for?
School.
There's no school today.
That can't be right.
No, really. It's closed.
Ashley.
We interrupt this broadcast for immediate coverage of the events unfolding on Death Row, where a woman has been conducting a protest against the execution of child killer Barry Devlish, scheduled for later today.
I thought that happened yesterday.
What?
The execution. I thought...
Step back! You can't take me, whatever you do. It'll all start over anyway. Step back!
Mum, what is it?
That woman's voice? It seems familiar.
Lots of people must sound like that.
It's such a strange accent. Maybe I should go along.
Why would you do that? It could be dangerous.
I'm sure it's not. The police are there. I think I might just...
Mum, I don't want you to do that.
It's not really your decision, sweetheart.
Mum, don't. Please. I'll worry about you.
Oh, all right.
Promise.
I promise. What do you want to do today?
Some of my friends are going to the community centre.
What's on there?
Road safety. A girl was hit by a car last week.
That's awful. Who?
Just some girl. We have to take lessons now. It keeps all the children safe.
That sounds like a good idea, then. Well, let's go.
I'll get my jacket.
Hello?
Listen carefully. Don't hang up and don't interrupt.
You're the woman off the television.
Didn't I just say don't interrupt? Oh, listen, we have to meet.
To meet? Why would I want to do that?
Because I bet that all this feels wrong to you, and every day gets a little worse. Like you've seen everything before.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, I knew you'd be difficult. You really are irritating, Eve.
How do you know my name?
Oh, 8 o'clock, the bridge at the edge of town. Don't bring the girl.
Who was that?
Just someone selling something. You know, I'm rubbish at telling them no. Let's go. You don't want to be late.
You love me, don't you, Mum?
Of course I do.
You wouldn't do anything to spoil it?
Spoil what?
All of it. Our life?
No, darling. Of course not.
Because I wouldn't like that.
Neither would I. Now, come on, let's go.
Can we have macaroni cheese for dinner tonight? We never have it anymore.
Sure, why not?
Good, you had enough sense to come at least.
I have to be quick. I've left my daughter at home on her own.
I wouldn't worry too much about that.
I don't like your tone.
Nothing new there. Follow me.
Where are we going?
Over the bridge.
But nobody goes over the bridge.
And why might that be, do you think?
It's not safe.
How do you know?
I just do.
What an intelligent response. Well done.
I'm not an idiot.
That's open to debate. Just follow me.
Fine. But you've got 5 minutes, that's it.
You'd be amazed what can be done in 5 minutes. I once knew this Baron spiritualist, and he could... Oh, never mind, you'll only forget tomorrow.
Okay, end of the bridge. What now?
Take one more step.
There's nothing there.
You have no idea. Take the step.
What is this?
This is a chocolate river. Quite tasty, actually, and I'm pretty sure this particular chocolate doesn't make you fat. Now, take a step to your right. Now, forward.
Ah! Step back! Step back! What was that?
Phew, big bad wolf. He wasn't there earlier. They're shifting around.
What are?
Afterlives, lots of them, all crammed into one space. Thousands of children's souls, maybe more, each one with their own little playland.
This can't be real.
I'm no expert, but I don't think they're supposed to be piled on top of each other like this. Things are getting out of control.
I have to go. Ashley's in the house on her own.
Eve.
No, get off me. This is crazy. And you're Greenland, I've only just noticed. Stay away from me and my family.
Eve!
It's just me, sweetheart. I had to pop out, but I'm back. Ashley, you still up? Get ready for bed and I'll read you. Ashley? Ashley? Oh, God, what happened? Oh, God, Ashley, look at me. Sweetheart, please, get up! Ashley! Ambulance! In here, quick!
Come on! We know you're in there! Child killer!
What? No! I just found him!
We're coming for you! Child killer!
I didn't... Hello?
Get out now. Run!
You're the child killer!
I haven't done anything!
Just run!
Ah!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... Are you in trouble?
My daughter, she's... Someone hurt her, and now they think...
Whoa, there now. I'm sure there's a reason. You can explain.
Child killer!
Where did that come from?
No, it wasn't me. I would never... Oh, God. Ashley.
Get over here.
You. I was meeting you, and now she's...
It's not what you think. None of it. Oh, you found Dave, too. Good. It must be breaking down.
Do I know you?
Unfortunately for me, yes. Follow me, both of you. There's a place we can go.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
You see those people? They're coming for you. To take you and kill you, if you're lucky. Far as they're concerned, you're a child killer now.
Oh, I can't be seen with child killers.
Wait, the wolves are crouching out of sight.
What?
The wolves are crouching out of sight. The wolves are hiding in the night. The wolves are coming for your lives. The wolves you left behind.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it sounds familiar, right?
Yes.
It's me too.
Come with me and I'll explain, but we need to go now.
All right.
Eve?
She said this would happen.
Eve!
Ashley told me that I would spoil it all.
Oh, we need to have a good long talk about Ashley. Come on.
Is this the sewer?
They won't look down here. When everything's so perfect up above, why go down into the crap?
Let me just wait here.
For now.
till morning.
What difference is that going to make?
The same difference it always does. Think about it.
Every morning I wake up in the park, in the same place. But I don't remember going to sleep there. I don't remember much at all.
Every day it resets. Same for me, until one day I accidentally fell over the bridge. Suddenly I was in a world made of toys. One step back and I was in town again. But now I saw things differently. I remembered all of you.
I've been across the bridge and I still don't know who you are.
Neither does Dave. I think she fixed that loophole after what happened to me.
Who?
Ashley.
My daughter.
She's not your daughter. This is her afterlife. Everything here runs according to her rules. She's been trying to catch me since I woke up. I'm in line for the same treatment she's giving to Barry.
The child killer? The one who was executed today?
And every day before. Believe it or not, he's one of us.
And what are we exactly?
A mess. But also kind of a family. It's hard to explain. There's the three of us, as well as Kyra.
My neighbor.
Oh, so that's where she is. I've been looking under bridges and down alleys. Seemed more her style. Then there's Barry and a guy called Matthew. I haven't been able to find him yet either, though. But he's supposed to be here. Hope she hasn't sent him to the graveyard.
None of this makes any sense.
It will. We just need to get the whole gang together. Barry at least seems to remember who he is. Probably because knowing what's happened to him makes a punishment worse. If we can get to him, he might have some ideas.
You want us to rescue a child killer?
No, Dave. I want you to dance naked on the back of a duck.
How would that help?
I hate being the leader.
The moon's very bright tonight.
It's always bright. Stars are bright as well. Although, sometimes I think that they move.
What was that?
Shh. Take a look out of the grate there, onto the street.
He's some kind of monster.
Ooh, look at that. Some kid around here needs some serious therapy for coming up with that thing. Looks like little Ashley is calling in help from her play pals.
But she's...
dead, yes. But only as much as the rest of us. Come tomorrow, she'll be walking around again like nothing happened. You'll still be marked as child killer, though. That never goes away.
But she feels like my daughter. Right here in my chest. It's so real.
I know, but you have to trust me, Eve. Some part of you must know me. I'm your friend. Well, sort of. Try hard. What do you think of when you look at me? Well?
I'm trying. There's a cloud.
Good!
Wait, I can see it too. In my head. And a name. Nathaniel?
It's coming back!
Something else. Just at the edge of my mind.
Keep trying.
I've almost got it. It's about you. Words.
Come on.
What's a green smurf?
I really hate you.
Is it a good idea, just walking into Death Row like this?
I told you, it resets every day. As long as we keep a low profile, we'll be fine.
Eve? Oh, Kyra! Hi.
And there goes our low profile. Hello, Kyra.
Do I know you?
It's a problem I have.
I thought I'd come along and see the execution. It's not every day something like this happens on your doorstep, is it?
You wouldn't think so, anyway.
Oh, hello. I'm Kyra.
Dave, apparently.
Well, I'm going to take a seat. Wait, did you hear anything last night outside my house?
Like what?
Just noise.
Oh no, slept like a log. See you later.
Right.
Okay, Dave and I will distract everyone. You'll get Barry out.
Can someone else not take that joke?
Just move. Tell the desk sergeant you want to spit on the child killer. They like that. You'll get through no problem.
Good luck.
It doesn't matter how many times you do this. I just need to get lucky once. I'm going to get out, and then someone's going to pay. Oh, goody. Company. Come close or I can bite your face off.
I've been sent to help you.
Eve, about time. Get me out of these.
You know my name. So it's true. All of it. Even Ashley.
Stop babbling to yourself and let me out, girl.
They call you a child killer.
And I've done worse. But not here. Now get these restraints off me. They're tied behind the chair.
Okay. Oh, smells burned.
That'll be my brain from yesterday.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Keep it together. We need to get out. And the last thing I need is a shower in yesterday's fish and chips.
I didn't have fish and chips. It was macaroni cheese. It's always that. Every night.
And they say children are imaginative. This is a rotten afterlife. Hurry up. How are we getting out?
The wee one, Sal. She's going to make a distraction.
Can she handle that many at once?
What?
Nothing. Aren't you done yet?
Just one more buckle. There.
Ah, that's better. Would you look at my claws? Completely unkempt. Once we sort all this business out, I'm getting a manicure. There's a nice beautician heaven I visited once. They're very good.
What do we do now?
Wait for this distraction, I suppose. That'll do nicely. Come on.
You aren't going anywhere.
Ashley?
You can't just let child killers roam the streets. It's not safe.
I quite agree. You never know what might happen. That, for example.
You just killed her! Again! She's only a...
That girl's the reason we're all in this mess. Time to go. Move, girl!
Good, you got out.
You took your time freeing me.
Hey, I've been on the run, you know.
Dave, what's the plan?
I suppose I know you as well, do I?
His head's Swiss cheese. Eve's though.
There they are! Child killers!
Oh, and I bumped into Kyra. She doesn't know who we are either. Tried my best, insulted her hair and everything.
One of these days, we're going to touch down in an afterlife without someone breaking into a bad case of amnesia. I told you to leave it alone, Dave. But you had to go chasing that stupid trail. Look where it's gotten us.
There was a trail? Where to?
Here, you idiot.
Child killer!
Come on, Barry. You're the higher being. What can we do?
The girl is the one who created all this. She's the key. There must be somewhere she's based her power. Some routine that she follows every sets everything.
The house.
What about it?
Every night we do the same thing. Macaroni cheese, then bed. And a story.
Would that do it?
Perhaps. Worth a look at least.
And it's preferable to being burned at the stake. I've got torches.
How very 16th century.
Run!
That's more like it, Dave. Now just lecture me about truth, justice and love, and you'll be back to your nauseating self.
Okay, where now?
The bedroom, maybe?
I thought you'd never ask.
Child killer, come out!
They caught up quickly.
I think the rules are being bent.
Everyone, upstairs!
Okay, bedroom, what now?
Where's that storybook?
Here.
Right, give me that. Anyone got a light?
There's about 100 people outside who would be happy to oblige.
Perhaps not. Oh well, time to put that weight training to good use. There, destroyed. The afterlife should fade now. Memories returned. Sorted.
Should the memories come back quickly? Because I'm still kind of blank here.
I think it's safe to say that didn't work, Captain Horn.
Yes, I can see that. I just don't know why.
Because that's just a book.
Whoa, creepy kid floating at the window.
Child killers. Ashley, what's going on?
What's going on, Mum, is that you're a murderer.
What? No, I've never.
I took the memory away to make it easier so we could have another chance. But you wouldn't leave it. You just kept pushing. You spoiled it. Murderer. Child killer.
This is a mistake. Who am I supposed to have killed?
You killed me, Eve.
Where did the others go?
Outside. The crowd wants them. I always give my friends what they want. They like to play. And I look after them. Because no one else does.
I don't understand any of this. What's happening?
I'm redecorating.
The wallpaper is peeling off.
What's that underneath? Words?
It's a rhyme. A very simple little rhyme. It was a clue. But you were all too stupid. The wolves are crouching out of sight. The wolves are hiding in the night. The wolves are coming for your life. The wolves you left behind. We came here from Matthew, but then we landed, there was a light. And I woke up in this house. I just needed you to do one thing for me. Then when you got here, I was going... There was a chance I could get it all back. I used to have a family, Eve, and a home. I used to eat macaroni cheese for dinner. And then I would go out afterwards and play in the street. Sometimes I skipped. But one day, it all ended.
Oh, God. No.
One day, somebody hit me with a car. I didn't even see it. And the world went away.
That's not possible. You can't be her.
Never thought you'd have to see me again, did you?
But you're older.
It's the afterlife, Eve. I can be as old as I want to be.
I killed you. Actually, it's almost funny.
A couple has a fight. I don't even know them. They screw their lives up and somehow I end up being dragged in. I died for someone else's mistakes. No, it's not funny. It's sick.
Ow! Get off me! What are you doing?
It's sick and you're sick. I shouldn't have given you another chance. I should have stuck to the plan. We're going to live again. All of us.
It's no use. They've got us tied up. It's going to be rather a large bonfire.
Great. I get my memory back just in time to be made into a barbecue.
Will one of you do something? I've done all the hard work so far today, and I am far too beautiful to be scorched.
Ashley, please don't do that. Don't talk to me like you know me. That was just a fake memory I gave to you. A second chance you didn't deserve.
But I still feel it. It's like I'm two people. Half of me feels like you're my daughter. Another half.
My killer?
I'm so sorry.
And now you're travelling with them. The great heroes. Saved afterlives. Isn't that right, Dave?
We did what we had to. I saw you, you know. In the box. Matthew and I found you, frozen in crystal. Waiting to be born again.
I was going to live. Eve made a deal. I was getting to live again when it was all over. All you and that stupid Matthew had to do.
Where is Matthew? We know he came here.
When the box blew, I felt the cold coming over me. It was the end. I wouldn't die. Not for good. Not me.
It's not fair. I just wanted to live so badly.
But somehow that was enough.
First rule of the afterlives.
There are rules.
First rule. You get what you want or what you think you deserve. Thoughts are powerful things, especially after death. She survived through sheer force of will.
Not just me. All of us.
Of course. The children. It's all been about the children.
I get it. The rhyme we've been following, right?
But the power it must have taken to do all this.
The moment the box blew, there was a massive hole left in creation.
So many angels and devils have been destroyed. The balance was upset.
Everything went dark, I remember. We didn't know if we would get out.
You had your cloud. I was on my own. But I held on. It was like all the stars went out just for a moment. I held on. I wouldn't go away. And they heard me.
Who?
They did.
Do you have any idea how many children there are in the afterlives? Hurt? Killed before their time, scared and alone. Every single one of them with their own little dreamland. They felt me. They all came to me at that moment. And together, just for a second, just before the portal closed, we saw life again. And we wanted it.
The wolves you left behind. It's you. All of you.
Nobody looked after us.
They were used and locked away, left behind. But I knew it could be done. With the supervisors, the box, the portal into life. The afterlives aren't indestructible. All they needed was a few prods in the right place.
It's you. The emptiness. You've been letting it in.
Oh, no, Dave. You have.
What?
Everywhere you go, you fix the afterlife behind you. But it's like a window. Crack all the right places and the whole thing shatters. Our guardian angel.
That's how you did it.
What?
All those children, willing the same thing to happen. The power of that thought could do anything. It could bring someone back. Someone like me.
You're almost gone, Dave. In the blast with the rest of us. But I needed you. We all did. You were the one who could bring it all down.
But the plan didn't work, did it? The afterlives are still here. Where's the shattering, child? You failed.
Everything's worked exactly the way I wanted it to. The shattering will take place here. All the cracks lead here.
So what's holding it back?
Someone who owes me a favour.
Matthew.
I called him first in his dreams. Didn't take him long to find me. But when he saw what was happening, he didn't have time to call for you. He needed to block the hole, like a cork in a bottle.
So where is he?
You've forgotten our bedtime stories already, Mum.
Oh, God.
What? What is it? Is he here?
No. He's up there. He's the man in the moon.
The moon? A giant ball in the sky. Pull it out.
The afterlives disappear and we all go into life.
No, that's not how it works. You need to stabilise it. A hole like that will just suck everything inside. We'll all end up in the graveyards. You won't get anywhere near life.
I know what I'm doing.
You have no idea at all. You little idiot. Smashing things you don't understand.
Shut up! Burn them!
Dave!
Oh, no! No!
Ashley, don't do this.
Nathaniel was right. You're all pathetic.
What?
Your angel friend. He found me. He's been helping me because he wants to go into life as well. That's why I know this is going to work.
Ashley, listen to me. Nathaniel isn't himself. There's something living inside him, something none of us can control. That thing will never let you destroy the afterlives. You're being manipulated.
You would know all about that, wouldn't you? You're just my toy, my puppet. Without me, you'd be gone.
Ashley,
stop saying my name like you know me. I'm just some girl you watch get hit by a car. Did you try to help me? Even check? No. You just killed yourself. Poor Dave couldn't bear it anymore, so he finished himself off and left a girl to die on the street. I hate every single one of you.
This is getting out of control.
Oh, I think we passed that point when the lighters came out, Hornface.
Matthew!
You want to see him? Fine. It's time anyway. I want to live again. Bring down the moon!
Destroyed by a child. This is not the end I would have chosen.
Goodbye, everyone.
No, it's not gonna end like this.
How can you be sure?
Because he won't let it.
Who? Look at the sky. The stars are moving.
Those aren't stars.
They never were. An invasion force.
What's happening?
Brace yourselves!
No, don't run! It's okay, he's my friend. Wait!
The moon's rising again.
Oh, at least we're not going to get sucked into the graveyards.
It's more consolation if we get shot instead.
Oh, I might be able to get out of these if I can just... There, I'm free.
You couldn't have done that before.
With the creepy fire children ready to jump on me, half of them are taller than I am.
Help us out these ropes, quickly.
On it.
I'm out. I'll get Eve.
No, stop.
Ashley, we need to get out of here.
Nathaniel's my friend. He promised.
Never trust an angel.
That's rich. Coming from you, devil?
Oh, look. It's my favourite.
Barry!
I've wanted to do that for a long time.
Barry!
Nathaniel, I'm going to gut you with a...
Quiet now. There's a good beast.
Why do you want the breach? It isn't a portal into life, it's just the emptiness.
I know.
But what a weapon.
What? Nathaniel, what are you doing?
Quiet, Ashley. The grown-ups are talking.
A weapon against who?
Them.
Is that...
The devils. They followed the angelic fleet.
All in one place. Ripe for the taking. Once the devils are gone, the only higher beings left will be us. And I rule the Justice Committee now. It's all mine, David. Mine.
Oh, no.
Back inside. I think now is precisely the time, Nathaniel. I have waited so very long for this.
Well, this just went from bad to worse.
Nathaniel? What's wrong?
The Candleman's taking control of him. He's waited thousands of years for this opportunity.
Another war. That's what it wants.
No. Dominion over everything. My destiny. Get back.
Nathaniel!
Stay back!
Careful!
You will be able to control me, Nathaniel, to a point, but that was never a problem.
What are you talking about?
Parasite. David, you remember your little friend, Anastasia? Annie. I killed her. Send her to the graveyards!
No.
Hold your tongue! She is gone by my hand.
Don't you make...
No!
Dave, don't! Stay away from him! Dave!
Get off me!
I don't understand.
It's all right. Come here.
I've got you.
Get off me.
I've got you.
Check Dave. He looks bad.
Dave? Dave, are you all right?
Nathaniel's stirring.
Dave!
Yes,
I'm just fine. Thank you.
No!
David is not ill any longer, I'm afraid. Now, bring me the girl.
You're not getting near her.
I suppose I'll just have to kill my way through. Good opportunity to test this new body out.
Everyone, we run now.
We can't just leave him like this.
We don't have a choice. Go.
Come on, Ashley.
Oh, I do not think I can allow that.
Parasite.
Release me inside my head. You're mine. You won't take it away from me.
Now's our chance. Go.
I'm sorry, Dave. We'll get you back.
Enough. Enough, Daniel. Time for the graveyards. I would imagine it would be quite the release. No! Running away. Oh, like you. Well, no hurry. An angelic fleet. The ultimate weapon that only a devil armada and a small child between me and Dominion. How fun.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
And that will be just about all the time that we have for us here for Scald's Hall here on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up in a moment, we'll be having Canada Post Rock with John. Before that, though, just a little bit of reminder, Michael Germont's show, The Glass Menagerie. Tickets available at theglassmenagerie.ca. Once again, glassmenagerie.ca, all lowercase, all one word, .ca. The shows will run from September 6th to the 25th at the Powell Studio Theatre at 381 Cadero Street, Vancouver. And in addition to that, the entire Fringe Festival will also be going on. Go pick up one of the flyers that are scattered everywhere. Go see some plays. It's a really awesome idea. And that'll do for us here at Skulls.
Rogue Folk Club and BC Entertainment Hall of Fame proudly presents the Special Pioneer Awards in order to celebrate those who represent artistic excellence in British Columbia. This year's inductees are folk musician Linda McRae and long